Well, Tony Jones, in the last 20 years, two teams in the NFC have not represented the Super Bowl, but everybody else in the NFC has, Coach Jones. One of them, Tony, is the Minnesota Vikings. Would you care to tell our listening audience who the other team is?
The Detroit Lions.
You got it. But I'll make a prediction to you right now. Within 5 years, the Detroit Lions will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. How do you plead to that?
The fifth.
The fifth?
Yeah.
You're supposed to say guilty as charged, Tony. They will be there.
I think you've had a fifth.
Tony, they will be there.
Well, we got to keep the quarterback healthy. If the quarterback stays healthy and he's not injury-prone, then it's a possibility. If not, then it's going to be a few more years of futility.
How do we assess the level of play, Tony, from Aaron Rodgers last night? If you put that into basketball terms, because here's a guy, look at all they lost during the year. They lost Ryan Grant. They lost guys on their offensive line. He lost a starting tight end, an all-pro caliber player. They lost last night Donald Driver, one of their key focal points at wide receiver. He had Jordy Nelson dropping balls left and right, and he fit more balls into more windows last night. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. If that was basketball, who was he last night?
Hey, he was a quintessential. He got it done. He got it done. That's why it was MVP. All those injuries. And then this is the key fact right here. No turnovers. No turnovers. And you see what Pittsburgh did. Three turnovers contributed to their loss. Aaron, he took care of the football, and consequently, Pack wins.
Tony, you were pretty tore up after Saturday's game. I read Mark Pankratz's blog, and Mark Pankratz said you told that basketball team after Saturday's game, you looked him in the eye after the game and said to a man, I want everybody in this room to go home and answer this question in your own mind and your own heart. Did you do everything you could to win today's game? Did you leave it all out there? And I think Tony, you were answering that question by the way you asked that question to that team. How tough of a day was that for you Saturday?
Very tough, very tough. Emotional day. Obviously, the last game that I was being the acting head coach, it was a game for to keep us in position to attain our goals, and that's to be SEC champion. We started the day in first place as it relates to the loss column, and we had a game in hand. So very disappointing that we didn't finish the deal. Had the opportunity to win the game in regulation, and didn't do it. But it started at the beginning of the game when the kids didn't come out, with the urgency that necessitated us getting off to a good start. We let Alabama shoot 67% field goal percentage in our building in the first half. Obviously, proud of the players and show their resiliency to come back and really bunker down defensively, but we couldn't capitalize offensively. Consequently, we lose the basketball game. But it was very disappointing because we had the opportunity to close this 8-game sector out at 6-2, and that would have kept us in position to attain our goal.
Tony, appreciate your honesty. What letter grade do you give yourself on your performance? Your staff?
That's for other people to do. I just went out there and tried to do my best to try and execute the offensive and defensive game plan that we had put in. I did it to the best of my ability. We won 3 games on the road, which I was very, very pleased by. We won at Georgia, a place where we got bombarded last year, and essentially they had the same team coming back. We went at Ole Miss, a place we hadn't won. We went at Auburn, a place we hadn't won. So I was pleased about that. But that's for, you know, other people to judge. I just knew I gained a lot of experience in undertaking this role. I knew I was prepared for the situation because I worked for one of the best in the business, and Coach Bruce Pearl. Just wish I could have kept us right there up at the top in first place during those 8 games. That's something that I didn't get done, and that's something that'll eat at me.
But here's the thing, Tone. When you start 0-2 and you come back and you go 5-1 in this league, or 4-1, 5-1 in this league, that's pretty strong. That's the way I choose to look at it.
Well, you know, as you look back on the situation, you look at the schedule and you play some road games, you play some tough home games. You don't know how, you know, teams are going to evolve. Obviously, Alabama's evolved as a very good basketball team. Obviously, Florida with a lot of seniors has won close games, has won a lot of overtime games, and then the game against Arkansas, the first game of the season, just trying to get our feet wet. Hey, we go 5-3, had opportunity to go 7-1, two possessions. In regulation to win those overtime games that we lost. So, if it was a success, the credit goes to the players and Jason Shea, Steve Forbes, those guys. They assisted doing a heck of a job in helping me manage this basketball team while our captain was not available.
Tony, the whistle on Saturday. Am I imagining things, or are we getting a road whistle at home, and it's happening with regularity? We got a road whistle at home on Saturday, Tony.
I guess the officials called what they saw. In some instances, it could have been questionable. I don't know, but that's something you got to live with the officiating.
Tony, it was awful. You about came unglued on a couple of occasions.
Yeah, that's something that's a part of the game, Tony B. That's something that you got to adjust to and deal with.
What's the word on Scotty for Tuesday?
He participated in our walkthrough yesterday, and I fully expect him to be available for us on Tuesday. Obviously, he'll probably be a little bit sore, probably won't be 100%, but to have a 75-80% Scotty Hobson will enhance our chances of going down there and getting a victory.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the job you did, and I appreciate your time, man. And I hope you have a D-Oc good done.
Thanks for always having me. Appreciate you, Tony B. Appreciate your listenership, and thanks for, giving me a thumbs up on everything. Something I won't forget, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, man. Take care.